Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family of Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorial may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse.